News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sen Gupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. President Ramnath Kovind on Sunday gave his approval to three contentious farm bills, even as protests by opposition and farmer groups continued. Parliament had recently passed the Farmers Produce Trade and Commerce Promotion and Facilitation Bill 2020, the Farmers Empowerment and Protection Agreement of Price Assurance and Farm Services Bill 2020, and the Essential Commodities Amendment Bill 2020, amid massive uproar from opposition parties. The bills were awaiting presidential assent. Soon after the president's assent to the bills, the Maharashtra government announced that it would not implement the anti-farmer law in the state. "The bills passed by parliament are anti-farmers, so we are opposing it. Mahavikas Aghadi will also oppose it and not implement it in Maharashtra. Shiv Sena is also with us. We'll sit together and form a strategy," Maharashtra Revenue Minister Balasaheb Thorat said. Shiromani Akali Dal, which formally broke ties with the Bharatiya Janata Party-led NDA a day ago, announced a Kisan March on October 1. "Kisan March will begin on October 1 from the three takhts and go to Mohali. We will give a memorandum to the governor and the president that these ordinances should not be given assent and the centre should take these back," party president Sukhbir Singh Badal said minutes before the president's approval came. Later he said, "It is sad to see that the president failed to pay heed to farmers' cries. Extremely sad that Rashtrapati Bhavan refused to heed farmers' and Punjabis' cries and has signed the farm bills and J&K bill, including Punjabi as official language. Hopes that the president will act as the nation's conscience and return bills to parliament dash. Dark day for democracy and farmers," Badal tweeted. Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh termed the move as unfortunate and distressing. He said that his government is exploring all options, including possible amendments to the state laws to protect the interests of the farmers. Singh said that his government was already in consultation with legal and agricultural experts, and all those impacted by the central government's calamitous legislations will decide on the future course of action. Kovind's nod to the farm bills came days after opposition parties met him and requested him to withhold his approval to the centre's contentious farm bills. They had also boycotted parliament in protest against the way the centre passed the bills. Congress MP and leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Ghulam Nabi Azad, said that the bills had been passed in an unconstitutional manner. "There was no division of votes, no voice voting," he said. "Constitutional procedures were flouted in the temple of democracy." The members of opposition parties protested against the bills and called it a murder of democracy. Farmers under the banner of the Kisan Mazdoor Sangharsh Committee have also been protesting on the rail track near Devidaspura village in Amritsar since September 24. Sitting on the rail track, the bare-chested protesters shouted slogans against the BJP-led central government on Saturday and demanded that the farm bills be withdrawn. The committee had announced on Friday to extend its three-day rail roko agitation from September 26 till September 29. The rail roko agitation had started on Thursday, forcing the railway authorities to suspend the operation of special passenger trains in the state. Farmers have expressed apprehension that the centre's farm reforms would pave the way for dismantling of the minimum support price system and they would be at the mercy of big corporates. The farmers said they would continue their fight till the three farm bills were revoked. The centre, however, defended the passage of the farm bills and accused the opposition parties, including Congress, of doing politics. Union Minister Ravi Shankar Prasad assured farmers that they will not have to sell their produce at less than MSP. He rejected all the protests, saying they were all being sponsored by those who will be hit, the Congress and the opposition. "But our commitment to farmers remains, and once people realize the reality, the opposition will be exposed," the Union Minister said. And former Union Minister Jaswant Singh, one of the founding members of the BJP and a close associate of ex-Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, died on Sunday following a long spell of illness. He was 82. President Ramnath Kovind, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Ministers and top leaders from across the political spectrum paid rich tributes to Singh, recalling his contribution in handling crucial portfolios of finance, defence and external affairs. Singh, a former army officer, had a fall at his home in August 2014 and was admitted to the Army Research and Referral Hospital. He was in a coma for a long time and had been in and out of the hospital since then. He was admitted again in June this year. It is with profound grief that we inform about the sad demise of Honorable Major Jaswant Singh, retired former cabinet minister. At 0655 hours on 27 September 2020, he was admitted on 25 June 2020 and being treated for sepsis with multi-organ dysfunction syndrome and effects of severe head injury. Had a cardiac arrest this morning, the hospital said in a statement. Despite the best efforts of specialists to resuscitate him, he could not be revived and passed away, it added. Singh was cremated at his farmhouse in Rajasthan's Jodhpur on Sunday evening. His son Manavendra Singh lit the funeral pyre amid chanting of Vedic mantras. The president said the demise of the veteran soldier, outstanding parliamentarian, exceptional leader and intellectual was distressing. Modi said that Singh served India diligently and will be remembered for his unique perspective on matters of politics and society. In his eclectic career, Singh donned many hats, army officer, author, union minister. But his handling of the Kandahar hijack crisis as the then external affairs minister in 1999 was one that looms large. Singh, considered close to Vajpayee and veteran leader L.K. Advani, was one of India's rare politicians to have held the portfolios of defense, external affairs, finance and the post of the deputy chairman of the planning commission in BJP governments under Vajpayee. In a statement, Advani described Singh as one of his closest colleagues and a dear friend. He said Singh was an outstanding parliamentarian, astute diplomat, great administrator and, above all, a patriot. Singh, who had close ties across the political spectrum, was known to be a scholarly gentleman in political circles, but was never one to hold back his views. Rahul Tewatia struck 5 sixes in an over at the fag end of the match as Rajasthan Royals recorded the highest run chase in IPL history, beating Kings XI Punjab by 4 wickets in a high-scoring encounter on Sunday in Sharjah. Chasing a stiff 224 for a win, the Royals needed 51 runs from the last 3 overs, and it seemed the fate of the match was already sealed, but Tewatia turned the match on its head in a dramatic fashion, taking 30 runs from Sheldon Cottrell in the 18th over. In an unbelievable turn of events, Tewatia, 53 of 31 balls and 7 sixes, who was struggling to connect the ball after being pushed up the order ahead of the likes of Robin Uthappa, suddenly shifted gears as he hoisted Cottrell for a series of sixes, much to the amazement of his teammates and opposition players. He was finally out in the last ball of the 19th over, and after that, Jofra Archer, 13 not out, and Tom Curran, 4 not out, took the Royals home. It was the highest successful run chase in IPL history, bettering the earlier record, which also belongs to Royals, who had hit 217 while chasing 215 against erstwhile Deccan Chargers in 2008. Sanju Samson continued his dream run with a superb 42-ball 85, while Captain Steve Smith also contributed a 27-ball 50 as RR continued their winning run. Star England batsman Joss Butler, 4, who missed the Royals' first match as he was in quarantine, lasted just 7 runs with Cottrell dismissing him in the third over. But Samson was in a different level altogether as he kept on plundering the fours and sixes. He collected 21 runs of Glenn Maxwell in the 16th over before Mohammad Shami had him dismissed in the first ball of the next over. Earlier, opener Mayank Agarwal outshone his captain Rahul with a maiden IPL 100 as the duo pummeled the Royals bowlers into submission to post the highest total of this season so far. Agarwal and Rahul's 183-run partnership for the opening stand was the highest partnership for any wicket so far this season as they took apart the Royals bowlers who were also wayward in their line and length. The duo just missed the record of highest opening wicket partnership in IPL history by a mere 2 runs. When Agarwal was out in the 17th over after hitting 10 fours and 7 sixes during his magnificent 50-ball knock. Nicholas Pudden then hit 25 not out from just 8 balls, while Glenn Maxwell also remained unbeaten on 13. Rahul was content to playing second fiddle to Agarwal, though the Kings XI Punjab captain also made some brilliant shots during his 54-ball knock, started with 7 fours and a 6, continuing his rich vein of form. After his 132 not out against Royal Challengers Bangalore, Agarwal surged ahead of his captain by reaching his 50 from 26 balls in style, with a 6 off Shreyas Gopal and followed it up with another maximum to bring up Kings XI Punjab's 100 in the 9th over. Kings XI Punjab reached 110 at the halfway mark. The Royals bowlers had no clue how to deal with the marauding opening duo. Only Ankit Rajput conceded less than 10 runs an over. Right everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com and do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.